Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sarah is a content creator from New Zealand. You can find her on the One Up Project on Instagram. She talks about finance and personal development. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you so much to both of you for having me. I'm stoked to be here.
Oh, we're so excited to have you on. Hey, friends, this is Queenie.
And Pablo.
And welcome back to another episode. Before we get into it, do you have a money win to share with us, Sarah?
Yes. So this is a very small money win, but a money win is a money win, you know. And I really wanted to see the Barbie movie that came out recently. But, you know, going to the theatres gets expensive. You're buying Maltesers and popcorn and it's all adding up. And I was going with a friend of mine and she had free tickets for all of us from some previous vouchers she had. And so I got them for free.
Aww.
And that was so nice because it was just like a fun event that I could go to and not have to think about spending any money, and loved the Barbie movie. So yeah, it was a great time.
Oh, that's amazing. We're actually going to see it tonight.
Oh, really?
Pablo's money win.
Yeah, it was actually my money win, but I'm going to spin it around and I think I'll do it even before it happens. We're going to bring our own popcorns and that will be our money win.
Ooh, yeah. I like that. I like that.
And we got discounted tickets.
Perfect.
Yeah, so it was really cool. And my money win is that I made my own chicken stock from like a chicken, like chicken bones and stuff that I just had, and I kept the bones because we made roast chicken and I was like, I'm going to use this to make a stock, and I actually did it. And I was so proud because I would have thrown that chicken bone stuff in the bin, but now I've made this really good stock and I'm going to freeze it. So I'm just like, I just love like kitchen stuff where it's like you can turn waste into like stuff.
Yeah,
I just
love
that.
Absolutely.
Nice.
That's so cool. I definitely need to learn how to do that too and just preserve all the leftovers I have and turn it into other things.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. And like even herbs now, I started freezing them. So like sometimes you buy too many herbs and you're like, I'm not going to use all this rosemary. So I put them in little ice cube trays and I freeze them with some oil. And yeah, it's pretty amazing. Then I have like fresh herbs to use.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Okay, so just remember that anything that we talk about in this podcast is general in nature and doesn't constitute personal financial advice. You can read my full financial services guide in my description. We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of our land, and we extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today. So Sarah, can you tell us, how did you grow up around money?
Oh, this is a good question. Okay, so I grew up with two parents that were big spenders. Dad has always worked for himself. Mum has always stayed at home, looked after the kids, and then helped out with the business a little bit as well. So they've done well for themselves, but they've always used that as a good excuse to spend it up. Like my dad's favourite saying when we would go on holiday was, you don't go on holiday to save money. And so he was very happy to just enjoy that time and really make the most of it and not let the finance side of things worry him. Even if maybe they couldn't afford it 100%, they would still, you know, go for it with their spending. And so I grew up with a kind of strange concept of money because both my parents were spenders, but it wasn't necessarily because they had all the disposable income in the world. It was because they just, that's the way they wanted to live their life. And then as I started earning my own money, I thought, okay, well, it's probably wise to save some of this. And then I realized, oh, you can't just spend all of your money on whatever you want all the time, especially on the like hospo wage I was earning. And so that's when I started to learn about saving and the importance of putting money aside and what that allowed you in terms of freedom, because I think often I sort of thought, oh, spending is freedom, but that can be the thing that ultimately restricts you in the long term if you're not careful with it and you don't plan. But I'm also a spender at heart, so I wanted to make sure that I could spend money without having to worry as well and kind of have that planned into my allowance, my budget.
Oh, that's really cool. It's really interesting, I guess, upbringings, because there's some things we learn from our parents that are good. We can take those on board. Some things are like, maybe I'll do it a bit differently.
Yeah,
so it's absolutely nice to recognize that.
Yeah, definitely. Like, my parents are both amazing people, and they were always the type of parents who said saving is good, but then never kind of elaborated on that. So I'm glad now that I've done a bit more research into the importance of investing and other financial literacy concepts.
Oh, that's really, really cool. What do you think, Pablo?
Yeah, now you can show them how to save money responsibly.
Yes, exactly. Now I'm teaching them some stuff. Not that they really listen to me, but yeah.
Oh, that's really nice. Is there any, I guess, money lessons that you've tried to kind of like talk to them about, or any money principles that you follow now?
Yeah, well, I think an interesting one is that when I was younger, so in New Zealand, our superannuation scheme is called KiwiSaver, and you are automatically enrolled, but you can opt out of it. And my dad kind of, he's always been self-employed, always run his own finances, and he sort of pushed me away from KiwiSaver and was like, you can just invest and save on your own. But over time, I realized how good of a concept and scheme KiwiSaver is, just to help you when you have a lack of education but you also want to invest for your future. And so when I started realizing that maybe everything my parents say isn't 100% correct, started investing into that, and then I've now kind of encouraged my parents to see the benefits of that, and now they see the value in it. And just like investing in assets more than property, more than just property, because in New Zealand, I don't know if it's the same in Australia, but just massive focus on buying your first home, getting on the property ladder with no consideration for other assets that you could be investing into. And so having those more open discussions now about what investing can be other than just property in your first home has been quite a big one in our house. So yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, I agree. I think property, I guess it's one of the first ones that people think of, and I guess our parents' generation or people in the generations previously, it was a lot more achievable to like get onto the property ladder earlier, and property prices are a lot more cheaper relative to wages. But now it's kind of like, ooh, what are some other things that we can invest in, maybe even before we buy our first home? Or maybe, you know, it's nice to know that, yeah, people can still build their wealth outside of property, and it doesn't have as high boundary, high restrictions, because you can invest from $5 these days.
Yeah, exactly. Like, barriers to entry when it comes to property are huge. And also, you know, a concept we talk about so much with investing is diversification and the importance of spreading your money out, not just in one asset, e.g. like a house, whereas so many people, their investing strategy, at least I know older generations in New Zealand, is just a property. And so to learn about the variety of assets you can invest in for the sake of having a more diverse portfolio is so important as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I saw on your Instagram, you're really into books.
Yes.
I've seen a few books. So what are your favorite books?
Oh, that's a great question. I love reading so much. And I mainly read nonfiction, but I also enjoy a bit of fiction. My recent favorite books, and I've read some great ones lately. The first one would be a book called Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind. And that is, as the title suggests, going back in history and kind of giving you a brief overview of humans' development, the human species, and then Homo sapiens, which is a species, a type of human. And so how we developed over time, how that then evolved into what our cultural and societal constructs are, and how that impacts us today. That is a really interesting book and gives you such a unique perspective on how the world runs, and I think helps you learn a lot about yourself as well. Another one I read recently that I loved was called The Midnight Library by a author called Matt Haig. And that is a fiction book, but it has some really profound concepts about you're not just one person and you can do so many different things in your life. And, you know, often we create this life for ourselves and we think, oh, well, I could have done that. I should have done that. You know, there's so many different paths we could have taken, and we feel guilty and regret for all the things we could have done that we didn't do. And this book helps to bring a lot of ease to that kind of pressure that you put on yourself, especially when you're young. You know, you feel like you have so many options, and what if I choose the wrong one? What if I choose the wrong uni major or this, that, and the other thing? And this just, yeah, really helps bring peace to that. So those two are probably my favorite at the moment.
Wow, really good recommendations. Are there any key takeaways that you got from those books that you want to remember and that will carry you through life?
Oh, so many, like especially from those two. I did a whole 4-part series on my podcast about the Sapiens one because there was just so much to cover. And, you know, being from New Zealand, quite sheltered from a global perspective, literally we're so far away from everyone else, but also, you know, we don't hear too much about globally what's happening. We're not right there in the heart of a place like Europe, for example, where you're surrounded by so many different types of countries. So reading that book opened my eyes to how other cultures have evolved and how that impacts the way that they live and how that's different to how I live, but how neither is right or wrong. It's just a natural development of time. And I think just being more conscious about the way that I spend my time, money, resource in order to contribute to a better world, because there are so many ways that humans have developed that we think are normal and good and productive, but have maybe impacted things like our happiness or our mental health. And so having a much more conscious point of view as to what I'm putting my energy into, and is this really contributing to my happiness or someone else's happiness? So that's just been, yeah, quite an interesting concept. And the Midnight Library was amazing for just letting go of the pressure that I put on myself for all the things I should be doing. I think I've had this kind of problem in terms of my own mindset where I never think I'm doing enough, and I wish I could just be doing more, more, more all the time. And sometimes I think it's important to take a step back and just appreciate the things that you have done and be grateful for where you are in this moment right now and live in that rather than always living in another mental space as to where you could be.
Oh, I really resonate with that. That's amazing. That's really good recommendations. What do you think, Pablo?
Yeah, great takeaway. I think if you want to listen to those books, we'll put show notes, the links in the show notes.
Yeah, I love it. You mentioned earlier you're into personal development or self-development. What are some strategies that have really worked for you? Do you wake up at 5 a.m.?
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
What do you do? Meditation? What are the hacks? What are the things we should be doing?
Yeah, this is so funny that you mentioned the 5 a.m. thing, because another book I recently read, which I loved, was about sleep. It was called Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker. And I listened to an episode of Diary of a CEO with him on it, and it was just amazing. And so no, I do not get up at 5 a.m. Sleep is so important. I'm very big on getting like a full 8 hours now and making sure that I have that. But for me, I think it's developing a habit of staying curious, and from every conversation, every interaction, every book I read, every movie I watch, adding a layer of why is that the way it is? Like, could it be like this? Why are things just having that raw curiosity and kind of that childlike curiosity that you end up losing over time, just always questioning things and wondering and dreaming. And I try to keep that within my kind of philosophy, the way I live. And I think that helps to just keep my spirit alive, my inspiration up, and easy to pull inspiration from different things. From a routine perspective, routine in itself is just important, full stop, for me. Like, I think I really love having freedom with my schedule, but routine within that freedom, if that kind of makes sense. You know, I get to choose my routine. I don't have to be forced into a routine by a job or anything in particular. But just like the foundational habits that are always spoken about, you know, those themes and those cliches are cliches for a reason. Drinking lots of water, exercising, getting movement, all of those things, good 8 hours of sleep. Like, the natural things you can do to improve your health, not only physically but mentally as well, are so important, just generally. And I tend to, like, if I'm ever going through a stage where I feel really overwhelmed or burnt out, I just like to go back to those foundational steps and think, what can I really improve?
Yeah, it's true. It's easy to get caught up in, like, the latest app or some sort of magic bullet or some sort of magic powder that helps you retain information. But yeah, often it does come back to those simple principles, which actually don't even cost much money. Like exactly, it doesn't cost anything to sleep a bit more and to sleep earlier. It doesn't cost anything to, well, it costs money to drink a bit of water, but not that much, really. You know, exercise, you can do it for free. Running outside. What do you think, Pablo?
Yeah, it really shows that, you know, it's really the basics that are really important and the foundation. After that, everything comes on top of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's kind of like, you know, the Maslow's hierarchy of needs classic triangle, and just how you really need those basics right first in order to feel like you can kind of contribute the mental capacity to anything else.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. So, yeah, it's good to remind yourself. And then maybe there's one thing that you haven't been, you've been neglecting. Actually, one thing, you mentioned water. Pablo downloaded this app for me on my phone. I think it's called WaterMinder. And now it gives me notifications every time I need to drink water, because you're supposed to drink I'm supposed to drink 2 liters of water a day, which is way more than I usually drink. So now every morning I'll drink 750 mils in the morning. Whoa. So I've already gotten quite a lot of water. And then at the end of lunch, I'll drink another whole bottle of water. And then by the end of the day, I'll just have two more glasses before sleep and I get my 2 liters in. It's pretty good. Yeah.
So good.
Pablo?
Yeah, it's good because you don't think about it you drink water, but actually being able to track it, I think tracking it not really analyzing everything, but just tracking it is so important, because then you really see, oh, that's what I've done, and you can compare it to the next day or to what is the benchmark.
Yeah, for sure. Check it out, WaterMinder, and it's free as well.
Perfect. I definitely am, because I need those reminders for drinking water.
Yeah, I had no idea I was so dehydrated until I got a blood test and I almost passed out because I wasn't drinking enough water, and I was like, I need to drink more water. Yeah, but thank you so much for coming on the podcast and for being on the podcast. Where can people find out more about you?
Oh, thank you both for having me again. Really appreciate it. So fun talking to you. You can find me on at the One Up Project on basically everything, TikTok, Instagram. I've been loving Threads at the moment. I'm a big Threads fan. You can find me on there.
Oh, exciting.
And on my podcast, The One Up Project. I always forget about that, the main one.
Yes, yes. So check out all of those platforms. We put some notes in the show notes. And thank you so much for coming on, Sarah.
Thank you, guys.
Sarah. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.